Who keeps Saint Angel Gates, where lieth our Holy Father, say, I muse that no man waits, nor comes to meet me on the way. Sir Pope, I say, if you be near, bow down to me your listening ear. Come forth, bestir you then apace, for I have news to show your grace. Stay not, come on, that I from hence were shortly gone. Hark well, hear me, what tidings I have brought to thee. The bull so lately sent to England by your holy grace, John Felton may repent for setting up the same in place. For he upon a goodly zeal he bare unto your common weal hath ventured life to pleasure you, and now is hanged, I tell you true. Wherefore, Sir Pope, in England have you lost your hope? Curse on, spare not, your knights are like to go to pot. But further to declare, he died your obedient child, and never seemed to spare for to exalt your doctrine while, and told the people every one, he died your obedient son, and as he might he did set forth your dignity that's nothing worth. Your trash, your toys, he took to be his only joys. Therefore hath won of you the crown of martyrdom. Let him be shrined then, according to his merits due, as you have others done, that prove unto their prince untrue. For thee, Sir Pope, you love of life, that with their princes fall at strife, defending of your supreme power, yet some have paid full dear therefore. As now, lately, your friend John Felton seemed to try, therefore I pray that you a mass for him will say. Ring all the bells in Rome to do his sinful soul some good. Let that be done right soon, because that he hath shed his blood. His quarters stand not all together, but ye may have to ring them thither in place where you would have them be. Then might you do as pleaseth ye. For why they hang, unshrined each one upon a sting. Thus stands the case, on London's gates they have a place. His head upon a pole stands wavering in the whirling wind, but where should be his soul? To you belongeth for to find. I wish you purgatory look, and search each corner with your hook, lest it might chance or you beware the devils to catch him in a snare. Of ye him see, from purgatory set him free. Let not trudge then, fetch Felton out, and if ye can. I wish you now, Sir Pope, to look unto your faithful friends that in your bulls have hope to have your pardon for their sins. For here I tell you, every lad doth scoff and scorn your bulls too bad, and think they shall the better fare for hating of your cursed ware. Now do I end. I came to show you as a friend. Whether bless or curse you send to me, I'm not the worse.